Let's talk about 10 ways to improve your presence of mind to supersize and grow your business. Sharon Hornelstrom here. And our idiom and expression today, confidence related. We're working on confidence in the BU 365-day challenge this month. So every day in August, I'm going to cover a confidence, somehow confidence tied into and related idiom and expression, so we can talk about what does it mean, where does it come from, and how does it apply to our business. So today, I looked up presence of mind. And of course, in March, when we covered the mental area of the life framework and aspect of our life, I talked about this idiom and expression as well. Then I take a slightly different tact today when I talk about it and how it impacts our business than I did back then. Now, I didn't go back and listen to it again because I never go back and listen to my videos, because if I did, I would probably never post them. So today, I'm going to share 10 ways that we can use presence of mind, being calm and in the present moment, to make better decisions, to make better choices, to make sure that we're moving from where we are to where we want to be as we're growing and building and supersizing our business, all while making the world a better place for ourselves and for other people, of course. So presence of mind, you know, we could talk about, and I think I did in March, all the advantages of being present, being in the present moment. Well, number one, the biggest thing is the only time we can act or do anything is right now, this instant. It's really hard as humans to grasp that concept, since we spend so much of our mental energy living in the past and reliving things that we've done before, or worrying and concerned and planning out and plotting out our future. The truth is, the future is not guaranteed. There's nothing we can do about the past. So the only time that we can impact, the only time we can do anything that will create the future that we want, is in this instant, this present moment. So every instant we have the opportunity to make a different choice, to take a different action, to feel a different feeling, to think a different thought. So what are some of the ways that we can be more present? Eckhart Tolle wrote the book Now, and I don't remember how many years ago I've read that now, but it was really an interesting and fascinating book at the time that I read it, because I had never actually considered the power of the present moment and the importance of the present moment. So up until that point in my life, I just was like everybody else, living in the past, thinking about things from the past, plotting out and planning out and concerned about the future, not realizing that all of my power was actually in the present moment. And so that book was kind of revolutionary for me personally, and I think for probably millions of other people as well. So what are these 10 ways that we can have more presence of mind? Number one, practice yoga and meditation. And I think I've shared lists like this before, but guess what? Some things bear repetition, because we don't hear it the first 500 times we hear it, because we've got all these filters and beliefs that protect us from learning anything new that we're not ready to learn. So yoga, meditation, I think there's tons of scientific proof and tons of studies done on the impact of yoga and meditation on our mind, on our psyche, on our thoughts, our feelings, beliefs, and therefore then the actions that we will or will not take. Number two, listen to full focus and attention. Listen with full focus and attention. So when you're listening, be present. Oh my gosh, what a concept. Actually pay attention and try to understand what someone is saying to you when they're communicating with you, versus our automatic human tendency to be thinking about what we're going to say in response, versus actually paying attention to the thoughts, feelings, body language, words, tonality, etc., of what the person that is communicating with us is actually saying. So become better listeners, be more active listening, use more active listening, and be there when your kids are talking to you, when your significant other is talking to you, when a stranger is talking to you, when people at work are talking to you, or in your business. People will tell us everything we need to know if we open our two ears and listen to them. Number three, take intermittent breaks and make yourself comfortable. How often do we be in the present moment if we're uncomfortable or in pain? One of my strategies for dealing with pain, because I've had lots of weird pain issues throughout my life, was to not focus on the pain, to focus on something else and not be present with the pain. Just let that do its thing in the background while I got my attention on something else. Number four, eye on detail, meaning pay attention to the details that are important to you. Number five, And if you're focusing on details, that brings you into the present moment because your mind, your conscious part of your mind has to pay attention. Number five, multiple tasks. Make lists in priority order. So if you have a whole bunch of things you need to do in order to be present and get the one you're working on done now, you have to focus on it, and you do that. I learned this a long time ago. I used to have a 400 item running to-do list when I was in corporate America and running businesses on the side and with my kids. It was insanity, right? And it was not, for the most part, prioritized. And so guess what? I always had a 400 item to-do list. It was insane. And then I realized, okay, I have to find ways to segment this and prioritize it and delegate and get rid of a lot of the things that are really not important for me to do. If they're not urgent, they're not important. If I don't have to do them, off the list they went. And so I haven't had a 400 item to-do list for about 15 years now. So make a list to clear the fog out of your brain, to clear the clutter and the excess information that's bogging your mind down so that you can be present. Number six, stay in touch with your inner self. Number seven, try to do one thing at a time. All right. The whole multitasking thing, I could talk about that for about a week and my thoughts and feelings and beliefs about it based on my experience, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to say when you need to be present, there are certain tasks we need to focus and be 100% present on, right? Other things, not so much. So the things you need to pay attention to and be present for, notice those, pay attention to those, be 100% focused on those, and do one thing at a time. Number eight, make friends with strangers. That's a way to be present, right? If you're out for a walk at your lunch break, or you're out for a walk just to get some fresh air, smile at people, say hi, be present, because then you're present in the activity that you're doing. You're not letting your mind wander. Although I like to use my walks for problem solving mind work. Nine, get enough rest. I don't know how many times we hear eat right, take care of yourself, get enough rest, etc. And then 10 is reduce your emotions and reduce your stress. Yes, always things that we need to be doing to be more present. If you're stressed out and freaking out about something, what's going on right now is way less important than what your mind is doing in the background worrying about the thing you're stressed out about. So those are just 10 tips on how to be more present and have more presence of mind. Love to know your favorite strategy, your favorite way to bring yourself into the present. Mine is actually just to take a deep breath. When I catch my mind wandering either to the past or the future, I will take a deep breath, or maybe I have to take a couple of deep breaths depending on the situation, and bring myself and my mind consciously and physically into the present moment. And breathing helps me to do that. So share yours in the comments below, and I will be with you tomorrow with another confidence-related idiom for this month. Have an awesome day, and I'll see you tomorrow.